For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Good morning, Peter.
We have a special guest.
All our guests are special, but this one, a particular favorite of mine. Actress, co-Artie host with me, the Artie Awards. We host them together along with Charmaine Shee. But today, Amy Jakiel. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Just give us a little of Marion the Librarian, one of my favorites of her roles. You've done so many parts and with such a range from Once to Marion the Librarian. What are some of the highlights?
I am a very lucky girl. I'd have to say Kate Monster and Lucy in Avenue Q are perhaps one of my favorite opportunities, but so many wonderful roles that I've been blessed with throughout the years in Buffalo.
Your unforgettable entrance as Lucy, can we say the whole thing? Lucy, the woman of ill repute, who makes her entrance down the aisle at musical fair, and you've got the puppet, and everyone sees you, but you've got this sexy puppet, and she turns to a guy in the audience, and she says, yeah, they're real. She's a puppet.
You were fabulous. Well, you're fabulous in everything. And you're doubly fabulous as the co-host with Charmaine and Anthony, of course, at the Arties. I'm just amazed by your quickness, your ability to seize the moment and just spin it into comedy. Was that always part of your life?
Well, I do enjoy comedy. I like the quick comedic timing, so it was a wonderful opportunity. I also love writing lyrics. So for me, the opportunity to have a hand in those Artie opening numbers has always been a real joy. But I think I speak for Charmaine as well, that we love the challenge of having to come up with certain things on the fly as the night goes on. It really is always a joy.
Well, be ready, because the minute this pandemic is over, we're going to have the Artie Awards.
Promises, promises.
We're ready to go.
I have 5 dresses pre-selected just based on, you know, my post-COVID weight.
One of my favorite drop-dead improvs with you, Amy Jakiel, was at the last Arties, where Alex Malaise did not expect to win an award and was chewing gum and came up on stage, and you realized what was happening, and you held out your hand like a nun, and everybody immediately knew what that meant, including Alex, who took the gum and put it in your hand, and you didn't miss a beat.
Oh,
it was hilarious.
That is funny.
You know, Peter, acting means taking risks.
Like taking someone's wet chewing gum in your hand.
There you go. Oh, to go back to the days of swapping gum.
When you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the meantime, you're working on another project that is using your talents as a lyric writer. Am I correct?
You are correct, and I'm very excited about this. The project is called Once Upon a Time. It's an interactive digital musical.
With Second Generation Theater and Theater of Youth Company.
Yes, a very exciting collaboration between 2 wonderful theater companies in the area.
For kids.
For kids, yeah. Geared specifically toward ages 5 to 12. I think it really speaks to the younger side of that, but older siblings, I think, will be tapping their feet right along with the young kids, and families can enjoy it all together as a group, too.
So describe it, please. What is it? If I tune into Once Upon a Time, what am I going to see?
You are going to see a completely original script written by Kelly Copps with original music by Philip Ferrugia and lyrics by Kelly Copps and myself. It's an idea that Kelly came up with some time ago. She approached Phil about writing music, and we actually debuted an in-person version that's a bit shorter than what we have now at Kids Fest.
And how'd you 3 meet each other?
Well, we go way back.
Go way back.
No, Kelly is my sister. Philip is my husband. So that's kind of a blessing of the people that we're stuck with right now. To be able to work with them is somewhat fortunate.
Right. You know, you also went back to grad school during this time, I think.
I did. I'm currently enrolled at SUNY Buffalo State, working on my master's in childhood education.
So let me get this straight. You're parenting, you're going to grad school, and hey, what the heck? Let's also produce a show.
Right. So I'm very lucky that Kelly Copps and Tracy over at Theater of Youth have been really wonderful about all the production side of this. They brought me on as the stage manager, and that, I will tell you, has been a huge part of the adventure. Stage managing for Zoom in the time of COVID is completely different than any on or off stage experience I have ever had. So I think it worked out that I was supporting remote learning for my own children and going to grad school all via the internet. So I had some experience with the platform, but there's been a huge learning curve in kind of making this whole interactive piece work on a digital platform.
In what way is it interactive?
So parents are asked to kind of help set up the magic of the fairy tale space where their child will be viewing. So they are sent directions ahead of time. Very simple, a few things to be done about 20 minutes prior to the performance. There are certain props placed within your space. I think that kids will be thrilled to know they're probably all going to discover a magic wand that helps them throughout the performance.
And a cow is white as milk and a cape as red as blood and a hair as yellow as corn, that kind of thing.
How did you know?
I just was guessing.
Now, Amy, just to push back, though, we've seen a lot of Zoom shows, and I don't know, I think everyone's sort of had it.
Yep.
With little boxes all over the place, you know, and...
Zoom fatigue is real. So we, understanding that that was, it was actually Tracy who said to Kelly, once we started the discussion of this collaboration, what about making it an interactive piece? Let's get the kids involved. Let's get them up and moving. Let's allow them to speak directly to this magical cast of characters. And Kelly has done a beautiful job in the writing of bringing those characters in and out, so you're not overwhelmed. It's a cast of five, and you're generally hearing from one or two actors at a time. Sometimes it's more than that on the screen, but we really try to limit the number of small boxes that you're seeing all at once. There are moments where that happens, and it's kind of cool to see the different children interacting, but there are also times when you're just seeing one person. So I think doing something for kids and making it interactive is what really sets this apart. It is a musical, so there are songs, but it's not all pre-recorded. You know, it's the actors log in live to each performance with a new Zoom link and a fresh audience, and that's what's really exciting about it, is they're engaging those children each time.
And when the pandemic is over, is there a possibility, could it be done live?
Oh, it absolutely could and should be done live. And I think that's another hope, you know, when that time comes. It's certainly been adapted for Zoom, so it would be adapted back for, you know, live theater. Yes, and it's such a lovely cast. Alex Watts, Daniel Torres, Brittany Bassett, Bethany Burroughs, and Leah Burst.
Look at that.
Wow, that is an all-star cast.
It is, and they have such unique interpretations of such classic characters. We specifically refer to Cinderella mostly as Cindy in this piece, and that's Alex Watts, and she comes with a whole new brand of sass.
Yes, she does.
That's fun, and that's for a different kid to relate to.
I thought Kelly Copps had been a pretty sassy Cinderella back in the day.
So, folks who want to participate, what do they do?
You can go right to the Theater of Youth website, theateroftheyouth.org. And you will see Once Upon a Time, an interactive digital musical, very prominently highlighted on the Theater of Youth website. All the show times are listed there. It opens Saturday, February 13th. And you can purchase tickets directly through the website. You also have an option to add on what's called our VIP Magic Box. And that's an extra bit of magic there. It features an original coloring book with drawings of our actual princesses, which is very cool, drawings that look just like the actors that you're seeing on Zoom. So that's fun. And you can also, for parents who have their hands full with remote learning and just being stuck at home in general with children these days, you can go ahead and pick up the magic box. It's going to include all the items that you need to prep your fairy tale space for the show.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us about Once Upon a Time, the interactive musical.
And thank you for having me.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.